You're listening to SBS News.
A British submarine torpedoed and severely damaged the Argentine cruiser General Belgrano. That was last night. The Argentines admit that the Belgrano was hit and damaged and say ships are going to the area to help if necessary. Well, we'll bring you more news as it happens throughout the day.
That was British TV newsreader Sam Hall in 1982 reporting on the sinking of the Argentine ship, the General Belgrano, during the Falklands War between Argentina and Britain. A year later, during a general election campaign in Britain, Conservative Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher appeared on BBC television and was questioned by a voter, Diana Gould, on the sinking of the Belgrano.
Why, when the Belgrano, the Argentinian battleship, was outside the exclusion zone and actually sailing away from the Falklands, why did you give the orders to sink it?
But it was not sailing away from the Falklands. It was in an area which was a danger to our ships and to our people on them.
Outside the exclusion zone?
Really. But it was in an area which we had warned. At the end of April, we had given warnings that all ships in those areas, if they represented a danger to our ships, were vulnerable.
Even though the sinking was controversial at the time, the Argentine Navy subsequently admitted that the sinking was a legitimate act of war. Argentina and Britain have long disputed the sovereignty of the British-run group of islands in the South Atlantic that Argentina knows as the Malvinas. In 1982, that erupted into a short war when Argentine troops landed on the islands, which are nearly 650 kilometres off the Argentine coast. The conflict claimed the lives of 650 Argentine soldiers and 255 British troops. The two countries now have cordial relations, although the islands remain a constant source of tension. In a 2013 referendum, almost all islanders voted to remain British. Many Argentines view the islanders as colonists, illegally occupying the land. At the National Navy Museum in the city of Tigre, Navy officials joined survivors and victims' relatives in tribute to the 323 personnel who died when the Belgrano sank. One of the survivors of the sinking was Carlos Vicente Cervideo.
Hoy vengo a recordarlos, vengo a brindar este...
Today I came here to remember those who died during the Belgrano sinking. I came to bring my honor, my testimony for all of those who remained at sea, and also for my peers who came back. Life has been hard for us, but we've carried on. Today Argentine society recognizes us, we are very thankful. It took a while, but the recognition came.
Mr. Cervideo says his experience has changed the way he thinks about serving in the armed forces.
I wish wars would stop. It's useless, we all lose. The combatants and those who die are the ones who lose the most. All of us who came back are left with aftermath. For me, the British soldiers are also my brothers. We complied with the orders that we were given. We were sent to fight, we did what we had to for our homelands, but I think we all lost.
Last month, former combatants from both Britain and Argentina attended a mass together in Buenos Aires. Former British Colonel and British Army veteran Jeffrey Cardozo was among them.
And there is something very deep between a veteran and another veteran. A British veteran sometimes is closer to an Argentine veteran and vice versa than an Argentine veteran is to an Argentine civilian. We speak the same language, veterans. We laugh at the same jokes. We drink the same beer. We suffer the same problems. We obey the same orders.
Alan Lee, SBS News.